Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's still the middle of the summer, but the political calendar is running down, believe it or not. As of today, there are just 99 days left before Election Day this November. Polls show it close in both the presidential race with Barack Obama and former Governor Mitt Romney, and in the Massachusetts U.S. Senate campaign between Republican incumbent Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren. To look at who's in the best position right now in both races and the strategy of the campaigns, we're joined this morning by our political team, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Todd Domke is also in the studio, Republican Todd Domke. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Let's start with the presidential race. Some think that the major campaigns are won by the groundwork laid in June, July, and August. But as of midsummer, this race is a virtual tie. Advantage who in this race at this point, Dan Payne?
President Obama's biggest problem isn't Mitt Romney. It's a gloomy economy. The American people like Barack Obama, and they don't much like Mitt Romney. Romney won't release his tax returns. That's been a continuing issue. He won't say where he has money stashed in various sites in the Caribbean and Swiss bank accounts. He remains a shadowy figure.
Advantage who, though? Obama or Romney at this point?
Romney probably has a slight edge because people are so worried about the economy, they may not care what Romney is like. They may simply want to change.
Todd Domke, your take on that?
Well, Dan has given us the Democratic case against Mitt Romney. I don't think most voters consider him a shadowy figure, not after he's been running for president for, what, about 10 years or so. It is true that Obama is considered the more likable candidate, but I think the economy will tell the story. The political indicators, I'd give a slight advantage to Obama, but if you look at the economic indicators, I'd say an edge to Mitt Romney. I think at the end of it, people will feel the greater risk is not voting for change.
Are we doomed to a mostly all-negative campaign designed by the campaigns to convince voters why voters shouldn't hire the other guy as opposed to explaining why you should hire me?
That's right. And I think we're going to continue seeing a pretty much a negative campaign from both of them. And the reason is that they're trying to reach undecided independent voters.
There are a lot of ways for supporters or people who are leaning toward a particular candidate to find out about that candidate. It's the online websites, you can go to a cable channel and get information there. So people don't need positive ads to figure out what the candidate stands for.
All right, let's talk about the Senate race between Democrat Elizabeth Warren and Republican Senator Scott Brown. Brown has managed to keep this race focused on non-major issues, such as has Warren been fully forthcoming about her Native American ancestry claim? In the meantime, Brown has lately been peeling off some high-profile endorsements, such as a Republican moderate New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and former Boston Mayor Ray Flynn. And yet, while he's the incumbent, with all of the advantages of being so, he's still locked in a close race. So, Todd Domke, advantage Brown or advantage Warren in this race so far?
Well, considering that Warren is about 10 points behind Obama in this state, you'd have to say that the momentum has been with Scott Brown. But here's the situation. We have 52% of the voters in the state who are independents, unaffiliated voters. And that's who Brown has been appealing to, whereas Elizabeth Warren has been predictably liberal. She's never been independent of any liberal orthodoxy or shown any independence from her party. So I think in the end, the undecideds will see in Brown somebody who would be setting a good example in Washington.
Well, the polls say it's a dead heat, and that's not good for Scott Brown because he's had the job for 2 years, and Elizabeth Warren had never run for office before. Here she is, either right behind or right ahead of him. I think there'll be two factors that'll be decisive: the quality of the candidates that comes through in the debates and how the presidential race affects the Senate race. Obama will win big here in Romney's home state. That should give Warren, a sister Democrat, a bit of an edge.
Beyond the debates, what might be a game changer in the final 99 days of this presidential race?
Well, if Romney picked Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin, that would be a game changer.
And but the late rumor is that Ryan's on the rise in that regard.
A lot of speculation in that effect. And, of course, there could be a so-called October surprise, an event in the world or an incident at home or a campaign leaking something scandalous about the other.
All right, Dan, game changer in the presidential race.
Well, I think the conventions may be very revealing. Romney will introduce his vice president, and that'll get a fair amount of play. Democrats go second in the convention order, so they can react to what the Republicans do and criticize them.
Game changer in the Senate race. First you, Dan, then Todd.
Well, I think the debates will be critical. I've sort of lost track with how many they've agreed to. It's around three, I think, that'll be on television. And Elizabeth Warren has been a debate champ in school. And Scott Brown is not thought to be very nifty on his feet. So I think Elizabeth Warren will have a slight advantage in debates.
All right. Game changer in the Senate race, Todd.
I think the election could come down to whether Mayor Tom Bonino really gets enthusiastic about Elizabeth Warren. He's stayed pretty much a neutral. And if he just gives her a nominal endorsement, if he doesn't really go all out, if he's more determined to keep a chicken restaurant out of Boston than getting Brown out of the Senate, I think we'll see the reelection of Scott Brown.
All right. Todd Tomke, thanks very much.
Good to be with you.
Dan Payne, thank you.
Always glad to help.
Reminder to get your political fix with Todd and Dan each day on our website, WBUR.org. You'll see their political fix commentaries, along with campaign news from around the state and the country in the politics section of WBUR.org.